Well, good evening, everybody.
Love
this is
Radio.
Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. I am actually waiting for my guest to arrive via Blog Talk Radio. And so hopefully he will be calling in at any moment. So I just want to wish everyone, I hope that everyone had an excellent day yesterday, which was Sunday. And I did send out messages on my Facebook page, Happy Passover and Happy Easter. It was a lovely day. It's been very windy lately. But in any case, just to refresh people's minds, because I was away from Blog Talk Radio for a little while, my show is about childhood memories and how they influenced you to...
How they influenced you to becoming who you are today. Now, it looks like Gene is saying that he's on the line, but Gene, do you hear me? Hello, Gene, do you hear me? Well, let me see. I'm not sure what's wrong with Gene. He's not being connected in through onto the show. So, I am going to send him... He said that he can hear me, but I can't hear him. Hello, Gene. You can hear me, but I can't hear you. So that's a problem. Let me see. Let me give you this again. Dial in, if you can, this code. Dial in 749-3623 and see if that will put you into the queue. And then pound, I think, 749-3623-pound. Try that and see if that will connect you with me. No, that's not working either. Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. This is the first time we've had any kind of incident like this, but, you know, things happen. Technology goes on, moves on, and things happen. So what I'm going to do, Gene, is I'm going to get off the show. So, folks, be patient because we want the show. It will be archived, and we'll just start the show all over again. And I'm going to call customer service and see if we can get Gene on the line. Okay, so, Gene, hold. Stand by. In fact, try one other thing before we hang up. Put this number in, 384486-0515, and see if that will work. See if that will bring you into my show. Pound. 384486-0515, pound. No. Okay, I'm going to call customer service, and I'll talk to you in just a bit. So hold tight, Gene. Okay, I guess I'm in. Hello? Okay, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to call Gene on his cell phone, when I can find that number. And we're going to try to get him going here. So just hold tight. And I tried customer service. And Blog Talk Radio is very popular, I imagine, because I'm not able to get to him. So I'm going to send Gene a message and see if I can get him to call my cell, and then we'll talk that way, and you'll be able to hear him that way. Okay, just a minute. Oh, boy, this is like dead air. This is about the nightmare. I've been doing this for like almost two and a half years now, and this is about the most incredible thing. I guess I have to really learn how to multitask here, because it's just not going my way this evening. So here we go. Okay, as I was saying, anyway, I hope everybody had a really wonderful, wonderful day yesterday. I was a lazy girl, and I spent a lot of time just kind of Well, resting and and dead air. I'm just like, wow, we can't have this. I just don't know what to say. I heard someone have an experience like this, and I was, oh my gosh, that's horrible. Get that off the air immediately. I think that I can cancel the show and then reschedule it, and I might do that. I might just have to do that, but I'm trying to get a hold of Jean right now, and hello, Jean. Oh, Jean, how do I get the volume up on my cell really good? Hold on a minute. I'm going to put us on speakerphone. Well, because we're on the air right now. Hold on just a second. Well, hold on.
Okay, you're there, and I can hear you. Oh, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm actually putting the volume up on my speakerphone all the way. And I'm putting my phone right up against my phone where the little dots are so that you'll go through and be on the air. Oh, I was just saying, this is like incredible. This is a first. Well, okay, folks, we're going to start now and just avoid the first. Oh, my gosh, it seemed like forever and a day. And it was. It was a long time. I don't know why I couldn't hear you either. And then I tried to call customer service, and they said, oh, this number is, like, they tell you dial 1, 2, or 3, and you dial 3 for customer service, and they said this number isn't correct. So what
yeah,
a mess.
There was no prompt. It would just put me in as a listener on your show.
But that was supposed to be the guest call-in. I'm going to have to call them and find out what the heck went wrong with that, because it says...
Dead Air Dave.
What?
I said it's Dead Air Dave.
Dead Air Dave. That's a good lyric for a song. Anyway, listen, everybody, I just want to introduce you now to the wonderful, fabulous Jean Walk. And Gene is a fabulous guy, and I met him a long time ago, and he's co-founder of the Acoustic Lounge in Freehold, New Jersey, and he's a marvelous musician. He's a singer, songwriter, guitar player, and I think he plays the drums, too. He does everything. He does sound man. He's an all-around great guy, has a wonderful family. So, Gene, since we lost too much time already, I can edit. I'm pretty certain that I can edit that dead time out, but I'm pretty sure I can do that, so I will. And we'll go over, and we'll see if they'll do that. So I'm not going to waste any time. Everybody knows I'm going to ask you one or two critical questions, and then I just want you to tell us about you. And one is, who influenced you the most while you were growing up?
Musically speaking, I think I was influenced by seeing some of the highlights and the repeats from like stuff like the Ed Sullivan Show and any of the shows that were on in the 60s and 70s. I have, numerous influences, people that inspired me. Probably my biggest, I was a huge Beatles fan and Rolling Stones,
I saw the Rolling Stones in San Diego at the stadium in San Diego, and oh my God, and it started pouring down, torrential rain, and like what they say in California, it never rains, but when it rains, it pours, and I'm telling you, they did not miss a beat, that guy Mick Jagger. Every single song, too, was a hit. It was just, even thinking about it now, I get such fabulous memories of it. Now, when did you realize that you had writing abilities?
I guess later on in life, I started out probably like most, kids with an ambition to become a musician. I started out playing drums probably around sixth grade, playing in cover bands, high school bands, garage bands, somewhere probably, maybe... Right after I graduated high school, I started to, become a songwriter, started to learn to guitar also at that time. And that's when I really started to, you know, hone my craft as, you know, becoming a songwriter.
Right, right. I know when I started writing songs, I actually started writing poems first because I didn't play any instrument. But I had a lot of singing experience and because I went to parochial school and sang in church.
Yeah.
But other than that, I have another question, and then we're going to just, you know, just gab away. And we'll go over time, and that's the way it is, and hopefully they'll keep it going. So I want to ask you, like, what was the happiest day of your life?
Happiest day of my life?
I know, that's a good one.
probably, I don't know, happiest day of my life? I don't know. Probably when both of my kids were born, that's probably the happiest days of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many good times that you have and so many good memories, but, you know, that's a joy unto itself, you know, when your kids first come into this world, so.
Absolutely. Now, your son, is he the, do you have, what do you have? Two boys? Or?
I have two sons. I have a son who's 29, and I also have a five-year-old. So
oh, my Lord. Gee, that's a lot of space in between being a daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well, I saw your little son, got a glimpse of him, and he is the sweet. He is so adorable. He is really adorable. He's so cute. I saw him with you at Bank on Madison in Asbury Park.
Oh, yeah.
And it was busy, and I don't know what I was doing. I was with somebody, and I didn't get that much time to even, I think we said hello. You were playing, so you
right.
and Jimmy
yep.
were playing, so it's sometimes hard to talk. But I saw him and your wife, and, oh, he is just adorable. Just adorable.
He's a full-fledged musician.
Is he? Yeah, well, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, so they say.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank God for cell phones, Gene. I was having heart failures. Now, you know what? What goes around comes around. I was listening to an interview not too long ago, and I was saying to myself, I was really being so judgmental, and I'm trying to work on that, but I don't know if there's any hope. No, there's hope for me. But and it was like dead air, and not only that, there was like, you know, when the sound goes wrong and there's a real big screechy noise or a big bang and people go crazy, and like I was listening to it, and I'm saying, oh, these people better get their you-know-what together. This is the worst broadcast I've ever heard in my life. And tonight, that's what I was doing. I was like, oh, my God, help, help. I didn't know what to do, but it's all right. It's all right. We're here now, and that's the way it goes.
We're pulling through.
Yeah, and thank God for the cell phone, or else we couldn't do this. So I'm going to be definitely talking to them and saying, hello. Why doesn't customer service answer? But getting back to you and your music, I want to ask you, too, about, you know, one of your best friends ever, you know, Jim Marcolio. And when did you guys start playing together?
We've been doing a musical project together for a long time. You know, I kind of forgot how we met. I mean, we both grew up in Freehold, so, you know, we kind of run around with it. Being crowd, you know, being a musician is a very small world, you know. So I guess at one point he had a recording studio. I did some recording in his studio, and then we kind of partnered up and we started our own recording studio. And you know, we've done musical projects all along the way.
Great.
And I forget, you know, probably since the late '80s. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's when we've been musical partners. Now we run around and we're doing. You know, we have the little cover duo that we do, and we also have a band called the Hound Dogs, which is a kind of a tribute, not tribute, but an Elvis show band.
With Tommy Hips.
Yes, Tommy Hips, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him for the first time last year, but this show is about you, but I did see him last year, and he sat in with the E Street Band, and so the B Street Band, and so did I. And I had friends visiting from Italy who were huge Springsteen fans, and are friends with Vinny as well, Vinny Lopez. So I had a great time. I got up on stage and sang, you know, the lead singer. I always forget his name, but he invited me up, and I had a good time. We had a good time.
Yeah.
I remember going to Old Freehold Day. Were you part two? You must have been part then of the Space Crickets, right?
I've played with them here and there, yes. I've done, you know, some shows with the Space Crickets.
That was a cool name. I really still like that name, the Space Crickets. That's back, you know, in Ronald Davis' day. I posted your show on Ronald's page. I post all my shows on Ronald's page and talk to him.
Yeah.
He was a good guy. He supported all the local artists.
Oh, yeah.
I really miss him. So, and he was a big, big, you know, he was the old Freehold Day.
Yeah, he was a big part of that.
So. Yeah, I sang there. He asked me to sing. I sang with a big band that I put together one year, and then I sang solo the other year. But
right.
Anyway, so tell me now, what, you know, whatever you want to talk about as far as, I know the Hound Dogs is coming up because I actually had, you know, Sam give me a buzz and ask me to do a radio interview about the Hound Dogs. So that's coming up, and I'll be doing that. And, yeah, I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
I love Elvis Presley. He's the only one, like, I was, I had almost said the word diagnosed. I wasn't diagnosed. Pinhole, I don't know what you want to call it. Categorized. I sang a few songs at McGillicuddy's in between Asbury and Allenhurst. And this guy, who was also a musician, came up to me, Dan. And he said, wow, that was a great rockabilly set. And the last song I sang was Blue Suede Shoes by, you know, Elvis Presley.
Right.
And so I figured, oh, well, I guess. I said, oh, was the Elvis song rockabilly? Because my music, I think, is kind of country. He goes, oh, no, you're rockabilly. You're country rockabilly. So that's how
right.
I call myself now. But anyway, yeah, I love Elvis. There's so much great music. Elvis Presley, you know, the king. I didn't call him the king for nothing, right?
Yeah, no, it's great. I grew up watching those, you know, late night movies, you know, Elvis, you know,
yeah.
On the Road, like that G.I. Blues.
Right.
There's a lot of would be, you know, play drums with an Elvis rockabilly band.
Right. I never really knew he was a rockabilly. He was, you know, categorized rockabilly. I didn't even know. I still don't even really know what Americana means. I mean, what the heck is that?
I think it's just, you know, singer-songwriters that are kind of, you know, have that, you know, storyteller.
Oh, okay.
A lot of visuals about life here in America. I think that's what, you know, Americana.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then a lot of artists could be Americana, you know, have that attached to their name for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just kind of calming down from that upset of almost 10 minutes. Wow, that was intense. You know, I have no idea. I just don't know what happened there because, I mean, that's kind of really weird because it specifically states, I don't want to waste any more time on it, but it says, guest, to speak to the host, dial this number, and that was the number I gave you, and it's not true. You can't speak to me. Because it didn't allow you to. Now I'm wondering, is it my phone? It can't be my phone. I don't know. I'm using this Radio Shack old phone. I wonder if it's not capable of doing conference calls. I'm going to have to figure that out. But I just bought a new phone, a new great phone, a new digitalized phone for doing these types of interviews.
Right.
But I didn't want to hook it up because, you know, before a show, because I didn't know if there would be glitches, and, you know, maybe I should have. But in any case, so, Gene, tell me what, you know, that I know you're doing the Hound Dogs. I know you're doing the duo and that you were at Zachary's just this past Saturday night, and I'm sorry I couldn't come and see you, but I've been kind of, I wouldn't say I'm not in a funk. I just lost one of my best companions, my parrot. And he was 22 years old, and suddenly he passed away right in my arms, though he came to me. Can you believe that? And they have a mentality of a three-year-old. And he actually came. I was in the kitchen. It was 3 in the morning because I'm night owl. And he would, you know, and he died right in my hands, up against my heart, telling him, well, being hysterical, I don't even remember. I'm hoping I was telling him how much I loved him and loved. Well, he knew I did, but. So I'm kind of recovering from that. It really hit me like a ton of bricks.
That's when you lose one of those animals. They become a big part of your family, you know?
Oh, well, I never owned an animal that long. I mean, he was 20 years old. I got him when he was 18 months old. 20 years is a long time. And he was just my boy. I have all girls. But anyway, getting back to this music and to you, what do you want to, you know, just talk. I'm going to shut up right now.
Okay.
You talk. I'm putting you on the spot, aren't I? I'm sorry.
One of the reasons that I wanted to talk with you was to, wanted to promote a show that I'm doing this Saturday. So I'm doing a singer-songwriter show at a place in Freehold called Empanada Guys. And he has this cool listening room in his restaurant. It's a Spanish-style restaurant. He specializes in empanadas, Salmory 33 and Freehold. Great place. It's got a great vibe. And
sounds
Carlos,
great.
Owner, what's that?
It sounds great.
Yeah, well, the owner, Carlos Serrano, is a good friend of mine. We worked together. We used to work together at Continental Airlines. And he went on to open up his own business doing, empanadas, and he's got some food trucks. And he started doing these musician showcases where he lets musicians come in. He's set up this cool listening room. He's got some leather couches.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Great vibe. And I'm going to be playing there this Saturday. I'm going to be doing a singer-songwriter, very intimate setting showcase where I'll be playing music off of my first two CDs and present them, just being solo acoustic, up close, up personal. It's going to be fun. I go on at 6 o'clock. I'm going to play from 6 to 8:30. I'll probably take a break. People can talk to me. I'll do the storyteller thing, tell a little bit about the songs and how I came to write the songs and, give people kind of a taste of what it's like to be a struggling musician.
Right. Yes, that is the truth. It is the truth. And except for the ones that make it really, really big, it is a tough life. It really is a hard life. And it has to be a total passion or else who would be doing it,
Yeah,
go ahead.
Definitely a labor of love. And,
oh, absolutely.
Whether or not you're making $1 million or you're making $20, it's still a lot of fun. I have a great time when I'm out there playing. I love playing in front of people.
Uh-huh.
I love the live aspect of being a musician. We record albums and we go in the studios and you lock yourself away. But the real fun is when you get to go out and play and perform in front of an audience.
Right.
Yeah, I thrive on that because I'm kind of like a ham once I hit the stage.
Oh, no, you're kidding. Oh, I think with all the promo I did for you, they could see that in that photo that I took of you.
Yeah.
That goes without saying.
You'll never know what you're going to get.
But that's why I love you so much because, so many artists are not expressive like that. They don't entertain. I want to be entertained. I want somebody like I just jump up on the stage and take over. Of course, I don't have a band, but I just love to entertain, too, and I'm a really genuine troubadour. I mean, that's what I did my whole life. I was singing in the parks, on the streets, and then I was in California for, 28 years. So, I've got to make it out to that restaurant. I wish I could come Saturday. I would, but I'm already committed. I'm going with my sister, and we're going to the Strand to see Decades of Divas. And I have never really been to anything like that to hear all the women sing. So that's going to be, fun for me. And they were on my radio show a while back. But getting back to, I love the listening room. That's a really good name. That just tells you, it just makes you think about a real intimate, nice setting like that. That's why I like the acoustic lounge. I think the acoustic lounge.
Yeah, that's what we try to shoot for when we started developing the idea for the acoustic lounge. We kind of wanted to go for that old style Vegas showroom, like setting, that's where the red velvet curtains and the acoustic lounge logo that Glenn Skidmore did for us.
I love it.
He designs all of our logos that we throw at him. We pitch him ideas, and then he comes and he blows our minds. So he's a great graphic artist.
Uh-huh. when I, you know, I've been going there for a few years now, and so when I came in and saw that stage moved and the way it was, I was like, oh, my God, now this is it. This is really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time. We did 2 years, maybe 2.5 years of, you know, great musical series shows there that Jimmy and I produced. And, you know, now we've moved on. We're going to go on and do some other things for a while. Keep them busy with, you know, with the Hound Dogs. And I'll also be doing some of my, you know, Gene Watt group shows coming up sometime this summer. I'll put the band out there and, you know, maybe play some of the bigger stages. We'll see.
I was going to say, something about that. What I love about it. Oh, you heard that, 20 seconds. Oh, my gosh. That threw me off. I really like it because in the big, you know, crowds of people, you can hardly hear the band. I mean, the bands are either so loud that you have to leave. You know, you have to have earplugs. You have to leave. I don't know. I really like a more intimate setting. And there's not, of course, you can go, there's some little open mics and things. But anyway, they're telling me that it's time to go. They've done that before. But I just want to thank you so much, Gene, and thank you for your patience. And I know that I can, I've never had to do it before, but I know that I can edit the show. If I'm not happy with the, and I am a picky person, you know that. And if I'm not satisfied with this show, then we will just redo it. I can schedule any episode, but I'm going to try to keep it on there for the promotion. So I'm going to try to go in and just edit out the dead time, and it will start the show, and I'll just put a note up that the show started at 20 of instead of 5:30 as regularly scheduled because of technical difficulties. So now I've talked longer than that, and they never cut me off before, so I'm just going to, again, get back to saying thank you so much for your patience and your understanding. And I'm going to have a good talk with them because, you know, their customer service number, when that's wrong, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, hey, Nancy, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. You know, this was fun.
Oh, yes. It was. And I'll listen to it, and I'll give you a text message later this evening.
Okay, great.
Okay, signing off. It's Nancy, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. Thanks again, Gene. You were great.
All right.
Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.